We like to answer the question, we will not answer yesterday.
你们的问题都很好，但是程度不够。
Yeah, very good question, but they have no depth.
我发现你们听我的东西呢，还没有听进去。
Our father has not heard into your heart what I've said.
只有听一半罢了。
Only half of it you heard.
就是女人的眼睛。
A lady's spectacle.
Okay. Could you give some reference books on the topic of 基督徒神学的历史观 the Christian view of the history? 你能不能
给一些关于有关这个基督徒神学的历史观的这个参考书？
我不给你。
I'm not going to give you.
因为这一类的书不太多。
Because there aren't many of these references.
不过呢，这个奥古斯丁的思想是。整个反映在他的 City of God 的那一本书里面。
But then thought of Augustine is now reflected in City of God, the book he wrote.
最近呢，只有一个叫做这个 John Montgomery.
Boyce,
那个 Lutheran 的，是 John Montgomery. 他写那个 Where is History Going 的那一本书。
Where is history going? The title of that book, John Montgomery, he wrote.
在这个 systematic theology 所论的这个历史观，多数就是最后所提的那个 eschatology， 就是末世论的问题。
And the concept of history is which is contained in systematic theology is written only but about the last things.
我要告诉我给你们的历史观呢，是我自己的思想。
But the concept of history I'm giving you is what come from my mind.
但是我是讲到谁，不是讲我的思想。
But I'm talking about the word of God, not my own concept.
所以我对圣经的理解所归纳起来的，这个在中国人中间几乎没有人讲过。
That's why I've reduced my understanding of the Bible. Nobody has spoken it before.
几乎不是 nobody, almost.
Nearly, nobody spoke about it before.
所以呢，这个还需要再开拓、再研究下去。
So we still need to develop it more in depth.
你的对历史观不清楚呢
？Because you're not clear about the concept of history.
我们就呢没有办法呢在历史上做一个好的见证。
Then we cannot be a good witness in history.
有的人呢很会看地图
，Some they can read the map very well.
但是问题他现在在他在地图的那里他找不到。
But the problem is that where are they in the point of the map? They do not know.
所以他知道从这里到哪里是这样，那边到这里就可以出去，这里都全部是，这里我在哪里不知道，就是那。
They know all the ways to different places, but they don't know where they are.
所以呢，无论读神学也好，如果你没有，你就读出各种理论，没有读出你与整个形式的关系，那等于不必读。
If you were to study this theology but only know of different doctrines without knowing the way that to go, then it's useless for you to study.
就是很重要的一件事情。
This is something which is very important.
所以先把历史观讲出来，你看见了这个历史的意义同人存在的价值，然后呢才建立你怎么样行动的开始。
So when you know about the whole concept of history and the meaning of history, then only you know how to establish your value.
有时候我会觉得我们不清楚，交给神来带领，那我们不是把不明白的交给不明白的事情吗？那显得主的带领，那我们是不明白的交给不明白的，只是让心理上舒服一点点。那是你的 interpretation.
Sometimes I'm not clear about we committing our non-understanding to the non-understanding God, which means we are committing something which is uncertain.
圣经保罗说呢，我深知我所信的是谁。
But Paul said, I truly believe whom that I believe in.
然后他说，我又知道他能保守我所交出给他。
Then I know that he'll keep what I have given to him.
所以呢，他的基督教同你的基督教不一样。
So his Christianity and your Christianity is different.
他的基督教深知他所深知的，你的基督教是不知你所不知的。
Because for his Christianity, he knows what he believes, but you do not know what he believes.
那如果你还会束缚，你就因为孔子说，知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
But if you can still be a bit comfortable because Confucius said that if you know that now, if you don't know that you do not know.
从我年小就唱一首歌，心靠山坡，是吧？后来我就发现 something wrong there.
When I was young, I sang the same that trusting in the Lord.
Trust and obey.
But later I found that something wrong with it.
Yes, trust and obey both are the essences in faith.
那么信靠和顺服其实是整个的信心的本质。
但是 where is the place of understanding?
那么这个理性在哪里呢？或者领悟性在哪里呢？
所以这首诗歌的作者是一个很爱主的人，但是一个不注重理性在基督教信仰地位的一个人写的。
And the composer is the one who loves God very much, but he doesn't know where to play understanding or rationality.
Today we can see a lot of
preachers in the world.
很爱主, 很爱人, they love God, they
love others, but they don't know how to overcome this problem of rationality.
So, 后来我发挥一个对信仰的内涵的三部分, trust. Understand and obey. 三个连在一起, and, 不能单单 trust and obey.
And later on, I developed this concept of trust, obey, and obedience.
Trust and obey and obedience. 你在讲什么? Trust, understand and obey.
Trust, understanding and obeying.
Okay. 那么，当我讲英文的时候，他也讲英文。 这个不叫 interpreting， 这个叫 repeating.
如果我讲英文，他在讲英文，不是翻译，是 repeating.
Francis Schaeffer 在瑞士福音会议1974年讲一句话。
Francis Schaeffer in 1974 in this mission conference he spoke this one statement.
But the people from all over the world who claim they have been regenerated, born again Christians.
整个世界人在承认说他们是重生的基督徒。
Came to me in La Brie Fellowship and asked, some asked, does God truly exist?
但是来到这个中心呢，问我说：“神真的存在吗？”
那如果一个人说他已经重生了， 那他问上帝存在吗？ 谁重生他的？
If a man said he had been regenerated and asked whether he had been regenerated, then who regenerated him?
Francis Schaeffer 在知识分子里面打信仰的基础， 这个工作呢， 在中国的传道牧师里面还没有几个人重要，正在注意做。
Francis Schaeffer has laid the foundation of the belief in the Christians, but this aspect Chinese Christians is lacking.
我们求主怜悯中国人。
Pray that God will have mercy upon Chinese Christians.
不要对神不明白，难道把不明白的交给不明白的，就越来越不明白。
That when we do not understand about God and place to not understanding God, the more that we do not understand.
你这个问题是大问题， it needs 10 years to do it, not now.
这个问题是要10年才能够回答。
圣经中是否提到进化的问题？
Does the Bible mention about evolution?
圣经创世纪第一章10次讲 after its kind.
The book of Genesis 10 times mentioned that 各从其类
单单这个字就讲十次
after its kind 10 times mentioned
这个是这个 那个是那个 那个那个 那个不是这个
this is this and that is that that is not this
所以呢圣经提到神造的时候呢 就提到了类在神的工作的独特性里面表现
so when the Bible says about creation it's about the kind with uniqueness in God's creation
进化论有错误吗?
Evolution, is there anything wrong with that?
我今天不同你很细节的讲错误, 因为这个谈不完。
I'm not talking about the details of the error because there are so many lists of it.
我先告诉你, 进化论不是科学。
But I want to tell you, evolution is a sign.
你说怎么讲的?
How to say?
因为进化论是一个假设的方式, 而不是科学的证据。
Because evolution is only but a method of presupposition.
你说谁说的?
Who say?
达尔文说的
Darwin say
达尔文什么时候说?
When did he say?
当达尔文写 The Origin of Species 这本书的时候
When this Darwin wrote this book 人种的源头的时候
物种起源
物种起源
1859年印出来的
In 1859
在这本书里面用的词就像 Hypothetically We may imagine If Suppose 这些假设如果我们可以猜想等等这样的名词一共加起来 1100多次
These are the hypothetical phrases that they have used and it amounts to 1100 times
所以呢这个假设如果我们可以猜想这些东西根本不是证据这个是猜想是如果如果里面如果
So we know the hypothesis are not evidences
那么这样的大文不是没有贡献吗
So isn't that to say that Darwin doesn't have any contribution?
达尔文有很大的贡献。
Of course he has.
我们要很公正的讲话。
We must say it rightly.
如果基督徒不公正, 基督徒就不像基督徒。
Because if Christians are not saying rightly, then we are not good Christians.
基督徒不讲真理的话, 基督徒就不忠于真理, 就不必讲信仰。
Yeah, we're not talking about truth, we cannot be good Christians, we cannot talk about faith.
达尔文的贡献是什么呢?
What is the contribution of Darwin?
他们很精细的来把这个动物的思考了以后, 就把它们分门别类。 无论什么树、什么类、什么种、什么科、什么木 都分得清清楚楚
After you have gone through the thing very deeply about the animals and the animal kingdoms he divided into divisions to genus and species and the rest
所以他的整个的兴趣是在这个生物界里面
So his whole interest in the biological world.
那把它分得清清楚楚, 这是很好的事情。
It is good to divide it clearly into divisions.
那么他的第二个工作是什么呢?
The second work that he had done.
就是呢把一种主观的猜测的 这种假设的 methodology 放在整个 process 和历史里面。
There is a very subjective presupposition here, put it into history, the historical process.
The hypothetical methodology in his philosophical mind to be used into the realm of biology.
那么这个假设的方法在他整个的思想里面用在这个历史过程里面那个生物的这个科学里面
He presupposes all things come into being through the long line history of the evolution process.
他假设每一个的存在都是在整个历史里面演变的过程当中。所以他的第一个贡献是无可否认是很伟大。So the first contribution undeniably is great.
他的方法论就是这个假设，这是变来的，这个东西呢是大可疑问的。And
his methodology is that it comes from evolution, and that was put a big question mark.
所以如果你把进化论当作科学，我告诉你，我连你都当作不科学。If
you deem evolution as science, then you are not scientific enough.
因为进化论不是科学。Because
evolution is not science.
进化论是以哲学来讨论生物学。Because
evolution is using the philosophical method to discuss our biology.
所以你就把这个进化论当作科学，是你自己迷信，不是我们迷信。So
then if you deem evolution as science, then you are superstitious, not us.
从这个地方来看进化论。From
this perspective, you want to look at evolution.
好，你们还可以很多的地方，别的方面去看，我没有讲的，因为别人讲的。 我没有讲，我讲的别人也没有讲。
And you can still looking for other perspective, other people talk about, but not me.
有很多的书你们可以去看。
And many books that you can read.
不再收问题了。
We're not going to correct any more questions, please.
不要再怕，不再收。
No more questions.
不再收了，还给他好吧。
No more questions.
如果有机会再答，因为 no possibility to, 这个 finish all this. 你们写很容易啊，答的麻烦。 我有时看那个题目不知道要不要答，因为要答了可以写一本书了。刚才我
look at question, I don't know whether to answer or not, because you have to answer, I got to write a book.
不答你又以为你很厉害，一问基督教就倒掉了。But
if I do not answer, you feel that you're very great, you can put into difficulties.
请教导我们如何时时刻刻与神同行。
Teacher, how to be walk with God all the time.
这个是很好的问题。
This is a good question.
时时刻刻。
Every moment,
与神同行,
to walk with God.
你知道神在哪里?
Do you know where God?
在, yeah? 什么手指下面呢?
Okay, you find that one.
在, 在哪里?
Where?
从前有一个英国的这个演员,
there was a British movie star,
反对上帝,
he's the one who is atheist.
每次讲上天堂他的酒下面,
every time we say we're going to heaven, they find out
we've
got to go to heaven.
后来人家很讨厌看他的戏。
That's why people later on hate him very much.
当然天堂不是在那边。
Of course heaven is not there.
因为天堂如果在那边, 地球一转就变成在那边了。
Because heaven is there, when earth twists, then it will be there.
所以当你故意把手指下来的时候, 也不一定错, 指上面也不一定对, 但这个违背一种常人的这个心理的一种共。
But whether you point outward or downward is nothing wrong, but only that you are going against common understanding.
神的存在在哪里?
Where is God's existence?
Augustine 讲一句话,
Augustine said a statement.
上帝啊,
God,
我从我出来,
I come for myself.
这是很深的词句,
this is a very deep, profound meaning.
我从我出来,
I come out for myself.
到我外面去,
coming to outside myself.
去找你,
to seek you.
我从我出来,
I come out for my own self.
到我外面去,
seeking you outside.
去找你,
to seek you.
就发现你在我里面,
and find that you're in me.
我就跑回来,
then I come back.
跑到我里面去找你,
coming to inside of myself.
最后,
finally,
我发现,
I discovered,
你比我的里面更里面,
you are more innermost than my innermost.
这是何等美的一件东西,
such a beautiful phrase.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
神伟大到一个地步,
God is so mighty,
祂你在宇宙中间, 不能看见他的存在,
that in the whole universe you cannot see his existence.
因为他的至高之处,
because it's on the highest,
超乎万人之上,
transcend all men,
灌乎万人之中,
and also penetrate all men,
住在万人之内,
dwell in all men.
太大了,
so big.
我盼望我们的神观, 历史观, 世界观, 人观, 都改革, 否则你没办法呢，这个很正确的明白整个基督教的事情。
I hope that our concept of God, history, and our psychology, everything will be changed if now we cannot know about the true God.
我们的动作存在 都在乎他。
Our action, our motion, our existence all rely on him.
有的人问，上帝在哪里？
Somebody will ask, where's God?
这句话已经错了。
This question itself is wrong.
上帝从哪里来更错了。
And even more wrong with the question, where does God come from?
上帝谁造的更错了。
Where does God? That's even more wrong.
越问越笨。
The more they ask, the more they are a fool.
因为神不是哪里可以跑出来的。
Because God cannot come from somewhere.
是哪里从神来，神不从哪里来。
But where come from God?
也是怎么证明上帝存在也错。
How to prove that God exists? That's also the wrong question.
如果上帝可以被证明出来，那样的上帝就比证据小一点点。
If God can be proven, then God is smaller than evidence.
正像你说，我可以看见上帝，我就相信，也错了。一个人如果可以看见的上帝，那就比你的眼界更小一点。
That's why you say, if you can see God, then I believe. But that is also wrong because if God can be seen, then it's even smaller than the sight.
如果人家问你怎么知道上帝存在
，If you ask, how do you know that God exists?
我告诉你。因为他存在，所以你会问这个问题。
It is because God exists, then you can ask this question.
就是这样简单。
That is so simple.
但是这个简单里面就不简单了。
But this simplicity in it is not simple.
因为不简单，所以今天没有时间谈。
Because it's not simple, that's why I cannot give you an answer.
我们如果要谈每一个问题，我告诉你都可以写很长很长的东西。
If I were to answer every question, then I'd write a few books.
如果血液与事业没有法兼顾，而查经班又需要同工，那怎么办呢？
If I cannot take care of both of my career and my service to the Lord, what am I going to do?
我盼望你是诚实的。
I hope that you are honest enough.
我看你好像世界上只有两件事，血液同侍奉。
It looks as if for you, the whole world have two things, that is the career and also your studies.
如果两样你感到重要到变成只有这两个重要性，盼望你真的没有时间谈恋爱。
Sarah and this survey, I hope that it's so important that you deem it so important there's no time for you to have gossip.
真的没有时间看小说。
Truly that you don't have time to read novels.
你真的没有时间去看报纸。
That you don't have time to read newspaper.
真的没有时间去看电视。
Truly that you don't have time to watch TV.
那现在好多人呢，他们把许多时间用在不应该用的事情上，难道说忙？当一个人说我很忙，没有时间的时候，他正在用两秒钟的时间。
A lot of people spend a lot of time on certain things and say they're so busy. At the time when they say they're so busy, they wasted 2 seconds.
时间是很相对、很相对的事情。
Time is something which is relative.
有一些人一生写了大量多的书，我们连看都来不及。
There are people for whole life they wrote a lot of books that we don't have time to read them.
还有一些人什么事情都没有做，只有忙就说我很忙，我很忙。
But there are also like what there are people who say busy and busy but have done nothing.
求主给你智慧。
Pray that God give you wisdom.
你说我是诚实的。
You say I'm honest.
没有办法兼顾两样。
I cannot take care of both.
好。
Okay.
你如果真的还有侍奉的心。
If you have the heart to serve the Lord.
你也有爱读书的心。
And also like to study.
那么你要有一个 selective, 有选择性的这种侍奉同学。
You must have a selective study and selective service to the Lord.
不必因为太多侍奉而把学业弄得乱七八糟，有人家说反不输的基督徒都是傻里傻气，都不成功的人。
You cannot say that because you're involved in the service so much so that you say cannot take care of the study. Sorry, people will say that you are a fool as a Christian. Never
study. 你写的 credit, 你都应当有真正可信任的休息来证明你是真的要休息。
And also the credit that you want to take will be proven by the heart that you want to learn.
因为你的事业，这个你的侍奉有影响。
Or because the career you will truly choose must be the one that proves that you are truly to learn.
可能你少选一些的 credit, 延长一个学期才毕业。
You may take a little bit less credit and extend your term.
那如果再不可能的话。
If it is not possible,
你减少一些的侍奉，只做一两个专心的工作。
Reduce a little bit of your ministry and also focus on one or two.
好好做。
And do it well.
不要什么都参与，什么都乱七八糟。
Do not be involved in any other things, but do not do well in anything.
你不要以为神很喜欢一个人一天到晚在礼拜堂什么事情都不做。
Do not think that God wants somebody to be involved just that day and night without doing anything else.
我们应当在社会上有见证。
In a society, we must bear witness.
今天有一些基督徒有很奇怪的观念。
Yeah, Christians today have very strange concept.
他以为什么都不做，专到教会做主的工，从早到晚，那么有衣服脏了就给人家洗，什么都就给别人家，这叫做属灵。
They thought that if they don't do anything else but only be involved with the church, that then they are very spiritual.
我告诉你，这几天我怎么病，我每件衣服还是自己洗。
I tell you what, this few days I'm so sick, yet I wash my own clothing.
就做人要有责任感。
You must have a sense of responsibility as a human being.
不能随便做人。
You cannot just casually be a human being.
做见证不但口里讲话。
Because when you testify, not only with the words.
那有一个人到宋博士面前说。
There was a man who came to John Fan.
我的丈夫给魔鬼利用了。
He said, my husband is being used by demons.
怎么搞的？他怎么利用的？
How did demon use him?
我每天来做礼拜，从早到晚听你讲道，他不可以一直骂我，就算他用了他了。
Because day and night I come and listen to your sermon, but he doesn't agree and say that this is because Satan used him.
那么你从早到晚来听我讲道，那你丈夫吃饭，谁煮饭给他吃？
If you come day and night for my meeting, who cook for your husband to eat?
那我叫他自己煮自己吃。
He's doing it for himself.
这样的太太行不行啊？
Is
that good, why? 宋博士说，你参加一次好了，其他的时间回去做家务。
Dr. Chan said, you attend one meeting, it's good enough, go back and cook.
耶稣基督说，有一种人，他说，妈妈，我没有钱养你，因为我的钱已经拿去做割耳版奉献给上帝了。
Jesus Christ said, there's a certain man, they say that I do not have money for you, parents, because I've offered all the money to God.
耶稣说，这是你当行的，那也是你不可以不做。
Jesus Christ said, that's what you have to do.
不是你可以不做的。
But that is also something required from you.
你还是要做的。
You still have to do it.
所以求主给我们 有平衡的生活。
Pray that God give us a balanced life.
你所说的基督教，每个基督以每个时代都有个 line 存在的。那么呢，如果这种分布是非常紧密的，那么线的机会是平面。那我们硬是共存一个平面上，这假说是真的，那圆周上的任何一点都成为一个 focus point。 但事实上不然，因为这样的 timeline 的分布一定有种种基线。换言之，在圆周上 的某区没有 timeline 连续与基督，可能某时某代就没有基督的光照吗？
It's too long a question to be interpreted.
那这个无论多密，一定还有一些东西表示有一些地方没有基督的光照。
No matter how dense it is, there must be places that don't lie, which means that God doesn't shine on that spot.
线如果一线，那么根本的点根本不存在。
If there's only one line, there's no existence of point.
点之所以是点，因为它不在线里面。The
point is point because it's not lying on the line.
如果点如果已经在线里面消失了，那个线里面每一点都是线的一部分了。If
there's a dot that is in the line, then every dot in that line belongs to that line.
所以可以说根本没有间隔。So
we can say there's no separation.
我不是用几何学来解释。
I'm not explaining with geometry.
我甚至连这个线被我历史线变成弯起来，我已经说的，这是借用的观念，因为我们很难了解。
I say even I borrow this curved line to illustrate this concept of history.
没有一个时间与基督没有关系。
There's no single moment of time that's not related to Christ.
可以离开基督的。
Not even moment that can depart from Christ.
这一件事连孔子都懂了。
Even Confucius himself understand this.
孔子说什么呢？
What did Confucius say?
道则已 不可思议离也。
The Tao cannot be departed at any moment.
道这个东西，或者道这位，我们不能呢片刻离开它。
For this Tao, we cannot leave it at any moment at all.
道则已不可思议离也。思议就是这个片刻。
Even a single moment.
我们不能离开它。
We cannot depart from Tao.
所以呢，这个道是形成整个时间。 的那个一贯之音，空间、生理、生命、原则、道路都是因它而来的。
So Tao is the basis of all things that penetrate and all things come from it.
中国人看道重的不得了。China
is a very highly esteem of a Tao.
就是道路、道理、道路、道心、道这个道理、道心、道义、道德、道路，都是用道开始，没有道，不必讲理，没有理，道理。
So in the Chinese dialect, using Tao as a basis to build up the way and also the truth and all that.
这个中国人是道在前面很重要。
Chinese place Tao as the first preference.
日本人是柔道，这个空手道，道放在后面就麻烦了。
So Japanese has that judo and everything, put the Tao at the back, and that's troublesome.
如果我不感觉到神存在的真实，我怎么能相信神呢？
If I do not feel that God exists, how can I believe in God?
那就是你的感觉有问题了。
That's why there's something wrong with the feelings.
有的人摸，怎么不冷啊？
Some touch, what's this cold?
有的冷冷的嘛。
Yes, it's cold, you say.
你的神经发炎了。
It is God, there's something wrong with the nervous system.
或者有毛病了。
Or maybe something wrong.
你所谓的感觉到底是什么呢？
When you say feeling, what are feeling that you're referring to?
我相信你心灵的深处有一个很伟大的见证，告诉你神是存在。
I fully believe that being in your spirit, there's the window that say that God exists.
这是每一个人都有的。
This is what everybody has.
上帝清楚把这一个自然启示或者普遍的启示放在人里面。
God has put this natural revelation into everybody.
General revelation.
General revelation.
这个呢就是信仰或者真理的一个最基本的一个种子。
This is seat of our truth.
因为人呢, 这个把它压制了以后,
but after man has suppressed it,
人就产生了不信的恶心,
it produces the heart of disbelief.
当你在最艰难的时候,
when you are in the most difficult time,
所有的压制除掉的时候,
when you remove all the suppression,
你心灵最纯洁的声音会再发出来,
and that voice which is purest in your heart will come out.
所以呢,中国人是痛击夫娘,穷击夫天。
That's why the Chinese say that when you're so painful, you will call to your mother. When you are really coming to that end, you will call to the heaven.
前几年呢,
a few years ago,
有一个无神论的人在靠近 Rochester的一个地方,
there was an atheist in Rochester,
住在一个中国学生的隔壁,
staying just beside a Chinese Christian, Christian.
那么他是这个东欧的一个共产党的这个派来读书的人。
He was sent by this communist country.
当他最痛苦的时候,
when he feel the most difficult,
有一天早上他当, God!
One day he cried out, God!
他叫了以后呢, 这个中国学生听见了,
after that, that Chinese student heard it.
I thought you are so, you are atheist. How come you are so religious?
我以为你是无神论者, 为什么你这样虔诚?
I'm an atheist.
是我是这个无神论者。
Isn't that you that shout out so loud, God, this morning?
难道不是你今天早上在喊出说神啊?
Oh, yes, it is me. But I don't know why.
是我不晓得为什么。
He doesn't know why, I know why.
他不晓得我晓得。
因为他内心里面有一个神的声音在里面。
Because he has the voice of God.
有神的观念。
And there's a concept of God.
这个毛泽东死以前,
毛泽东 before he died,
两次对一个最好的他的美国的记者的朋友讲过这句话。
There was twice he said this statement to the two best journalists.
不久以后我要去见上帝了。
Not long I'll go and meet God.
这句话如果是唐崇荣死以前讲的也不奇怪，因为常常讲嘛。
If this statement is uttered by Stephen Tong, it's nothing strange because I've spoken it many times.
这句话是毛泽东讲的。
But it's Mao who said.
他对谁讲的？
To whom he said?
对 Mr. Snow。
Mr. Snow.
So Mr. Snow is Kansas City, 一个美国很著名的记者.
A very famous journalist in Kansas City.
这个人呢，在中美断交的时候, 他呢常常可以自由出入到北京, 人家给他名称叫做毛泽东's friend.
After U.S. have no a political relationship with it, Mao, this man can go in and out so freely. They call he is Mao's friend.
毛泽东多么喜欢他。
Mouth like him very much.
他对他讲, I will go to see God soon.
And tell him that soon I will go and see God. 我要去见神了。
神的问题并不这么简单。
The problem of God is not simple.
但是也并不那么复杂。
But also not that complex.
因为你心灵里面已经有这个证据。
Because in the spirit there's the witness already.
德国的大哲学家，就德国唯心论的一个重要的鼻祖， 叫做 Immanuel Kant.
Immanuel Kant, the German idealism.
他写了三本很重要的书。
They have written three very important books.
第一本叫做 Critic of Pure Reason.
纯理智的这个批判。
第二本叫做 Critic of the Practical Reason.
实践理性的批判。
第三本叫做 Critic of the Judgment.
这个,
批判的批判。 其实呢，有第四本的博士，我认为很重要的。
Actually, there's a very fourth small pamphlet which I've given is very important.
Religion within the limit of the reason alone, 那是对基督教很威胁性的书。在范围之间的这个宗教，在理性范围里面的宗教。在理性范围里面的宗教。我认为这个是对基督教很威胁性的一本书。
I think that this is a book that have a good, great manners.
那么这个人在第二本书的序言讲了一句话。This
man in the preface of the second book, he wrote this statement.
两件事使我越久越感到惧怕。
There are two things, the more that I think, the more that I'm afraid.
第一,
first,
就是闪着星光的天空。
The starry heaven.
第二, 就是在我里面常常说话的良心。
The spinning conscience in my heart.
这两件事不是进化论可以解释的。
These two statements is not something that evolution can explain.
这两件事是神把自己存在的印记在人之外之内。
It is these two statements that say that God has imprinted himself, manifested himself in and out.
We cannot
use this to prove God.
It's
God using that to manifest himself to us. So the direction is that way to this way. Praise the Lord. God exists.
为什么上帝看不见呢?
Why is that we cannot see God?
就因为他看不见,
it is why he's invisible.
他才是神,
then that's why he's God.
今天早上拍照了,大家,哦,一好,一二三,一二三,那拍的人自己就不在里面了。
This morning when I said a photo, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, the one who, the photographer is not in the picture.
因为他不在里面，你才会在里面了。
Because it's not inside, then only you can be inside.
他不在里面是很正常的。
So it's only too normal that he's not in the picture.
等到他自己在里面的时候
，When he's in the picture,
除非他用一个 self-winding 这个 automatic 的这个照相机。
Unless he uses auto timer.
我告诉你，神不与我们同样的。
God is not like us.
他是创造者。
Because he is a creator.
所以我们被造在被造界里面就不能。这个因为看不见他的被造就否定他的。
So in the created realm, we cannot see God. That doesn't mean that we can deny His existence.
苏联的太空人卡卡林到了天上，他回来说：“我看不见上帝，所以没有上帝。
”A Russian astronaut when he comes to the air, he says, "I cannot see God. That's why God doesn't exist."
他这句话其实是证明说他的太空船没有办法把他带到上帝那里去。
The only way to prove that his spaceship cannot bring him to God.
他讲完了以后呢，不久。Billy Graham 就讲话了。
After that, Billy Graham say a statement.
Billy Graham 说，在西伯利亚有一个蚯蚓从泥土里面转出来，看。他说，看不到 Mr. Khrushchev， 所以世界上一定没有 Mr. Khrushchev。
He said that in Siberia there's an earth one who came out and suddenly say cannot see Khrushchev. He said that surely that no existence of Khrushchev.
所以呢，他就回去对其他的蚯蚓说，世界上没有 Khrushchev， 因为我转过了看不到他。
That's why he returned to the earth and tell all the other world and said there's no Khrushchev existence because I've seen it and it's not there.
你用什么看什么嘛
？What type of thing you use to see what thing？
你用显微镜看不见星。
If you use a magnifying glass, you cannot see stars.
你用显微镜
，magnifying glass，
用 microscope， 你用 telescope 看不到细菌。
You cannot use telescope to see these microorganisms.
你要用被造的眼睛看创造的上帝。
Can you use the creator eye to see the creator God？
看见这个字。并不是这样简单的。
To see, it's not that simple as you think.
我们有时候说你懂不懂
？Someone ask you now.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand?
有时候说你看到了没有
？Do you see and understand?
你们当然从小做过学生，知道你的老师他的个性脾气不一样。有的时候你懂不懂？我不懂。
Sometimes I know the temperament of the teacher. You ask it to you now.
有的你看到了没有
？Have you seen it?
啊，外国人特别喜欢，不是懂不懂 ？Do you know? Do you understand? 啊，外国人明白说。I see.
我现在我的 understand 是，我看见了，我看见了。
如果你不习惯，你说 What do you see？
你刚刚问他你看见什么
？He sees something。不是用
看到东西，
不是用这两个眼睛看。
Not using these two eyes。
所以看的本身已经是不很简单的事情。
So seeing itself is not a simple thing。
你感到神存在吗
？Do you feel God exists？
你感到上帝存在吗
？Do you feel God exists？
你看见上帝存在吗
？Do you see the existence of God？
上帝超眼界、超感觉、超理性。
God transcends our eyesight, our feelings, even our rationality。
那你说我完全不能看见、不能感觉、不能明白吗
？Is it truly that I cannot see Him, cannot feel Him, cannot understand Him？
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
清心的人有福了，他们必得见上帝。
He who is pure in heart is blessed because he will see God.
只有 pure-hearted person can see him.
Blessed are those who are pure-hearted because they will see God.
把你的心里面肮脏污秽除掉吧。
All the filth in your heart, let it be removed.
把你的 suppression 除掉吧。
And also remove your suppression.
你里面就有一个见证对你说 God is.
In it, there is the testimony who said that God is.
请问唐牧师好
Reverend Tom are you okay good
书籍或者大致中我曾经读到现在人有人借着某种方法如同灵异学派可以借着集中精神方法看到超世的世界也就是所谓的阴间请问基督徒认识上对这个如何了解那个人说 看不见这个时候看得见的
Previous question said we cannot see God now They say we can see God. There are people who say that people can through the concentration of mind see the transcendent world. That's the hell.
这灵异学派是指什么？
是那个静坐那些东西。
灵异学派是不是？
什么 transcendentalism？
什么意思啊？是不是
？Are you talking about transcendentalism？
No.
Meditation?
Who is the one who asked this question？ 是 paranormal 还是什么？
不晓得。Is it paranormal？
Paranormal or spiritualism or what？
灵异派
，telepathy，
psychic，
no，
那个不能
，psychic 不是，我想你一定这个，我要知道你英文是什么名词。那么这个有的人还看到阴间，还同阴间人讲过话呢。
Some people can even see hell and talk to people who are in the hell。
四年前有一个人叫做 Dr. Moody。
10 years ago, there was a man called Dr. Moody。
写一本书叫做《The Life After Death》。
Wrote a book is a 生命后的生命。
以后呢，这个医生就查了很多病人死了以后，曾经进过一个窟窿，一个大的阴沟，黑黑的。后来出来看见光，几百个这个 case， 他把它 study， 做这个 case study， 那都录下来。
And this doctor has studied a lot of people when they die, they pass through a kind of channel which is dark, and then coming out from a type which is very bright, and they make all the records.
这个就变成二十世纪的 new topic。
And become a new topic in the 20th century.
这一类的书就慢慢出来了。
And then they produce the books.
有的人经验到这个，经验到那个，等等。
That is to describe somebody of this experience and that experience.
其实在这个 Oswald Sanders 的书里面，也就曾经提到过，有一些人呢，在这个 spiritualism 里面，在这个通灵教里面，他们看见死了的人，喊他们一同讲话。
Actually, Oswald Sanders said that in the spiritualism, people have to talk to the one who is dead.
很奇怪的是说，他们见到一个叫做 D.L. Moody 的布道家，他很懊悔，他平生所讲的福音都错了。他说
，They have seen somebody who's called D.L. Moody. He said that he regret all the sermons that they preached.
我告诉你，这些事情根本不能动摇任何一个人的信心。
But all these things cannot shake anybody's faith.
我们对一切无论今生的、来世的、灵界的、物界的真知识。
To all things, whether it belongs to this the present world, future world,
原理要从圣经而来。
All these truths, the source must come from the Bible.
连科学家没有经过圣灵给他这个理性的重整，他没有办法真正解释大自然的现象。
Even scientists, if their rationality have not been illuminated by God, he cannot interpret rightly the world.
我讲这句话，也许你们研究科学的人不一定太赞同。
Maybe the scientists will not agree to this statement.
因为他虽然可以表面的把物理现象从被造的世界的隐藏的奥秘把它发现出来。
Even though apparently they can discover the laws of nature which is hidden in this greater world.
他没有办法知道这个是为了要荣耀上帝，所以他常常夺取上帝的荣耀，一面解释自然界，一面傲慢继续过犯罪的生活。他过一个 fragmental personal life.
But they do not know that all these things only but to reflect the glory of God. That's why they snatch away the glory of God and they lead only by a fragmented life.
神给人这个 general revelation, 又给人 special revelation.
God has given a general revelation and special revelation.
普遍启示就使人早就知道神是存在。
General revelation enables us to know that God exists.
而这个救赎性的启示，这个就是特殊启示，那是使人的可以明白神救赎拯救人的恩典。
But a salvific or this special revelation let us know that God how he saves.
Not until you are regenerated and through the saving grace of God, you can truly and accurately interpret the meaning of the general revelation.
除了你本身已经被重生，真正的被得救之后，你不能够解析这个普遍启示里面的现象。
所以呢，很多科学家越研究科学，他越离开上帝。
So a lot of scientists, the more that they study science, the more they leave God.
所以呢，也有一些的科学家在很谦卑的态度中间，越研究科学，越发现没有办法不承认上帝。
And of course, there are also scientists, the more that they study science, the more they are humble that they must acknowledge God exists.
科学
，science
是什么？
What is science?
I'm asking you now.
What is science?
What is science?
什么叫做科学？
You don't know what is science?
你不知道什么叫科学吗？
You're studying science, right?
他们现在在研究这个科学。
Computer science, social science. You're studying science. No, 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 no. What is science? 你知道
什么叫科学？
什么叫科学？啊？ So many scientists here.
我有很多科学家在这边。
What is science?
什么叫科学？
谦卑的不得。
You are indeed very humble.
What is science?
什么叫科学？
Science 这个字呢，从拉丁文是从 skill 这个字来的。
Science in Latin it comes from the word skill.
这 skill 什么意思呢？
Skill what's the meaning?
Nothing more than only what I know. That's all.
就是我知道。
What do you know?
你知道什么？
Skill 就是 I know.
Skill 的意思就是说我知道。
另外一个字是 cogito。
And the other word is cogito.
What is cogito?
什么叫 cogito?
I think.
我在想。
另外一个字是 credo.
另外一个叫 credo.
Credo 是什么？
什么叫 credo?
I believe.
我相信。
所以人生有三大范围，不是单单一个范围。
There are three big spheres in life.
I know.
我知道。
I think.
我想。
I believe.
我相信。
就是越来越深的事情的。
It's deeper and deeper.
科学是最外在的一个。
Science is the uppermost peripheral.
所以什么叫科学？
What is science?
科学就是一颗一颗的学问，就是这样。
Science is
就是这样，对不对？一颗一颗你所知道的学问。
Subject by subject, you know.
就是这样。
That's so simple.
我有的人讲，科学家吃错肚子，吃错东西照样泻肚子。我告诉你。
I tell you what, if something wrong, they still have diarrhea.
一样的。
It's the same thing.
科学家开车太快撞了也死掉了，一样的。
I think what the speed.
什么叫科学？我告诉你，科学是什么？科学就是
science is
人。
Man,
用上帝所给人的理性
using the rationalism God has given to man,
去找出
to find out,
去发现
to discover,
神放在自然界里面的奥秘
the profundity God has put in the universe,
神隐藏的真理
the hidden truth of God,
把它整理出来
yes, sir, I bring all these things out,
分门别类
and divide the division,
一颗一颗的学问
and subject by subject,
叫做科学
that's called science,
就是这样
that's called science,
所以科学家有什么骄傲
So why is that thing to be so proud as a scientist?
科学家不过是发现神放在创造界里面的真理。
Scientists only about to discover the truth that God has put in the world.
你没有发现以前，真理本来在那边。
Even before you discover the truth, it's still there.
你说我发现了。
You say I discovered.
我发现了。
I discovered.
那本来没有吗？
Is it actually that it doesn't exist before that?
本来有，不过你不知道。
It was there, but you don't know.
我也不知道。
I don't know.
后来我发现，我告诉你，我们一同知道。
And as it's called, I tell you, so we can know.
So scientists never change the fact, only discover the hidden fact.
那么科学家从来没有改变事实，只不过是发现事实。
什么？您没有什么可骄傲的。
There's nothing to be proud.
I see no reason why man had any discovery in scientific achievements that caused them.To be proud and fight against God.
我想不到有任何的理由使人能够发现神隐藏在自然界的真理，而能够来对抗神。
There's no reason.
There's no reason. 没有原因的。
It's unreasonable.
是不合理性的。
It's illogical.
是不合逻辑的。
After you know the science and you fight against God, it's not scientific.
当你知道这个科学以后，才来反对神，这是不合科学的。
一个小孩子说：“哇，全家今天晚上有大菜吃了。
”The small child would say, "Today we have good feast tonight."
今天我。担保你们晚上有大菜吃。
I can assure you today we have good dinner.
为什么
？Why？
因为我厨房发现了一大堆煮好了的东西。
So when I go to the kitchen, I discover that things which have been cooked.
我可以担保全家有大菜吃。
So can I assure you they have good fish to eat?
妈妈说讲小声一点。
The mother said, "Talk a little bit softer."
那我煮的。
I cook it.
你不过发现吧。
You only but to discover.
你发现了就骄傲，好像全家靠着你才有饭吃。
And you discover you're so proud, like the whole family depend on you for eating.
是真理早在那边了。
The truth lies there already.
神造了，神放在哪？
God created and put it there.
你把它发现罢了。
You only but to discover.
有什么好骄傲？
Why is there to be proud of?
就是这样简单。
That's so simple.
为什么上帝要创造人？
Why is that God created man?
这个一定要问上帝。
You must ask God.
因为是上帝创造的。
Because it's God who created man.
上帝为什么要创造人
？Why God created man?
当我看这个问题的时候，我先看这个人很痛苦。
When I read this question, I find that this man actually suffered in heart.
所以他气死了。为什么上帝创造我
？He's so angry.
他又把自己躲出来说，为什么创造人
？And then he hide himself behind and say, Why God created man?
为什么上帝创造人
？Why God created man?
你不满意做人吗？你感谢主啊，生出来那一天你不是猪。那天如果你是猪，你就不会发问这个问题了。但是上帝早知道你要发这种问题，还是把你造成人，你还不感谢？
My God, now that you ask this question and still created you as a man, why don't you thank God?
那为什么上帝要创造人？
My God created man.
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是神有说了。
My God did say.
所以我就知道了。
So I know.
神说他创造人。
God said He created man.
有四个大目的。
There are four main purposes.
这四个目的总合起来。
When you sum up all these four purposes,
变成一个总目的。
Become a main purpose.
第一个目的是什么
？What is the first?
是要人。
So the man
管理自然。
Can man is
神说他创造人。
God said He created man.
有四个大目的。
There are four main purposes.
这四个目的总合起来。
When you sum up all these four purposes,
变成一个总目的。
Become a main purpose.
第一个目的是什么
？What is the first?
是要人。
So the man
管理自然。
Can manage the nature.
Men are created to rule.
To rule the nature.
To govern over.
来统治这个自然界。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
到今天我们看了。
And just today we can see
动物只有享受自然的东西吃，享受异性给它的一点的温暖。
animals on it, but can enjoy the food a little bit warm coming from opposite sex.
就像老孟子说的，食色性也，那就好了。
Just as Mengzi said, that all the eating and also the sex, that's all.
他就没有办法享受。 这个是什么？为什么会那样？上帝为什么造我？他就不会问了。And
he cannot answer the question, why is God created me? What is this?
但是人呢，就管理自然的。But
man rule nature.
这个这样做，那样做，这个这样做。New Jersey 要这样安排，这样路这样出这里，那里桥这里过去。他攀西小攀西，什么都做了。You
must do this and that, and you plan everything for New Jersey.
Okay, 人要管理自然。Oh,
well, man, what is rule nature?
最麻烦的人，管理自然完了，还要管理别人。
But why small children say other men as rule nature, you want to rule others?
以后呢，还要管自己。
Want to rule your own self?
不要上帝管。
You don't want God to rule over you?
最苦烦的还要管上帝。
Why small children say rule over God?
这很麻烦，你就一会管就什么都管，就麻烦了。
You know how to rule, you want to rule everything, that's so troublesome.
圣经的管自然。好了。
God say rule nature, that is full stop.
Stop there.
Period.
不要太多。第二。
Not overdo.
上帝要人。 彰显他的荣耀.
Secondly, God wants man to manifest his glory.
Man is a reflector of the glory and the beauty of his creator.
Man was the 反映这个创造他的那个荣耀.
人行善的时候，过圣洁生活的时候，
when man do good deeds and lead a sanctified life,
并不是单单一个两脚站起来的动物而已.
He is not just an animal who stands by two legs.
他实实在在把一种神的形象表现出来。
By actually reflect the image of God,
荣耀的形象
and the glorious image,
美善的形象
and the benevolent
圣洁的形象
and the holiness,
公义的形象
and the righteousness.
这是第二方面。
This is the second aspect.
今天很多人不像神。
A lot of people are not like God today.
不但不像神。 也不像人，麻烦。
No, not like God, they are not like man.
那像什么你自己看。
Then you look at yourself, who that you are like.
第三， 神造人要人享受他的恩爱。
God created man so that he can enjoy his love and his grace.
可以接受他的救恩,
receive his salvation.
享受他的爱,
receive his love.
成为富杯满溢留给别人,
become the blessed cup which is overflowing to benefit others.
有丰盛的生命,
then we have abundant life.
第四,
fourthly,
上帝造人要人遵行他的旨意。
God created man so that man can obey his commandments.
人可以走在他的旨意的路线里面。
Man can walk in the way of God's will.
这是很大很大的一个 delegation.
This is a big dedication.
这个delegation.
Oh, delegation, 这个委派。
这个委派就是信任你了。
In this delegation,
神信任你。
God have confidence in you.
委派这样伟大的。
And delegate you to do this thing as vice chairman.
我做神旨意里面的事情。
I am doing according to the will of God.
那这个事项总结合起来,
when you sum up all these four aspects,
总目的是什么呢?
What's the main purpose?
就是成了神的见证,
become the testimony of God,
become
or the witness. Witness of God.
就 to be the witness, 不是 to do, 不是 to say, 见证不是讲出来的, 见证不是行出来, 见证是指你就是那个见证人。 那是地位的问题。
It is to be and not to do, because it's the status, not that what you do to become.
所以呢，见证很大的事情。
So to witness something which is great.
你有没有想象，连你这个脸孔的design都是一个 superior design，你懂吗？
Have you ever thought that even the design of face is a superior design?
眼睛两个。
Two eyes.
耳朵两个。
And two ears.
鼻子一个，但是两个洞。
One nose but two holes.
嘴巴一个。
One mouth.
为什么嘴巴一大堆功用只有一个？
Why is that? The mouth has so many functions, but only one mouth.
嘴巴呢又可以讲话，又可以唱歌。这个鼻子塞住，它又可以代替呼吸。
And also, the mouth can do all functions.
还可以同丈夫或者妻子吵架。And
can quarrel.
哇，还可以骂人，还可以。骂完了就祷告求赦免。
And then can pray after the show.
还有时候叫 talent show 什么？嘴巴功用很多，为什么只有一个？
The mouth has many functions. Why is there only one mouth?
我小的时候常常奇怪，为什么上帝不把眼睛一个照这边，一个照后面
？When I was young, I think it's so strange. Why is that God doesn't create all one in the front, one in the back?
像我过街的时候不必看两边，汽车前后来我就这样走。 为什么耳朵不是一个向前一个向后？
Why is that again? Not one in the front, one in the back.
那么这声音什么方向，马上转一转就知道了。
So that I can listen to all directions of noise.
这个希腊一个哲学家 Xenophonus.
Xenophonus, a great philosopher.
Xenophonus. 他讲了一句话，
that
nature gives us two ears and two eyes, but only one mouth.
means
that we should talk less than what we see and what we hear.
我们要讲的少一点, 我们要看多一点, 听多一点。
但是呢, 我们看他的理论呢, 这个不够神学。
But I see this not theological enough.
所以虽然存留2000多年, 这句宝贵的话, 给我一笔呢, 就比我的他的多了。
因为呢, 2000的, compared to mine, it's not so worthy.
我如果生的他同时, 我一定存得比他更久。
If I were to live as a contemporary, my word would last longer than his.
两个耳朵叫你听是听非。 两个眼睛看你看善看恶。
Two ears so that it can listen to the right and
wrong.
Right and wrong. And two eyes so that it can see the good and the evil.
但是你的口呢, 是就说是, 不是就说不是, 若是多说就出于撒旦, 你是做真理的见证, 这个就是最大的功能。
And with one mouth, what is yes you say yes, what is no you say no. You are the witness of truth.
我这22年来,
for these 22 years,
教神学, 教哲学,
I have been teaching this theology and also teaching philosophy.
我越久越发现神的道高过任何一个思想家。
And so the more that I did, the more that I see that God's word transcends and supersedes all teaching of the world.
马克思的时代把圣经看得一文不值。
The time of Karl Marx, they despise the Bible so much.
现在呢?
Now?
你看他的理论带来多少人类的灾祸。
You see that his theory brings so much of disaster to mankind.
神的道继续发光。
God's word still shine forever.
在神的光照之下,
and after the shining of God,
从柏拉图、阿里斯多德、苏格拉底、康德、瑞尼迪卡所有的理论的暗淡无光的地方都显露出来。
For all the places redeemed by all the other philosophers, Plato, Socrates, it's all been overshadowed.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
问题是有一些基督徒不争气。 还不知道圣经在文化上领导的地位, 一天到晚就被上帝爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子, 除那个以外, 什么都不懂。
There are a lot of Christians who are not strong enough to retreat from the leading position in the culture, only know that God so loved the world.
那个不是不重要啊,
of course, that's important.
传福音很重要,
it is important to preach the gospel.
传福音还有一个目的, 叫智慧人羞愧, 叫 刚强的人羞愧，神拣选软弱的叫刚强的羞愧，拣选愚昧的叫智慧的羞愧，这个我们还没有做到。But
there's still a function of this the gospel that is because God chosen those who are fools so that those who are intelligent will be put to shame, but we are not done this aspect of the gospel.
我们现在不但没有叫智慧的人羞愧，我们叫智慧人轻看，叫智慧人辱骂，叫智慧人把我们丢在一边。
Not only that we are not put of shame those who are wise, but yet we are despised by those who are wise.
我们在找圣经说为主受苦的人有福了，有天上有赏赐。
Then only we have attention from the Bible that says he who is suffered for God will be blessed because the reward lies in heaven.
这个都没错。
These are right.
但是不够。
But it's not sufficient.
因为讲那一句上帝拣选软弱的，上帝拣选愚昧的，不是真正软弱愚昧不追求的人。
But he who speaks this statement that God chose those who are weak and also those who are not intelligent is not the one who is weak and the one who is not intelligent.
讲那一句话的是哪一位?
Who is the one who spoke this statement?
保罗是使徒里最有智慧的，对不对?
Paul is one
of the 学问最高的，对不对? 所以基督教里面最有学问的人，如果能说我是愚昧的，我是软弱的，上帝拣选了这个软弱的，教会就有前途了。最聪明的说自己软弱，现在最笨的又不追求说感谢主拣选我软弱的。
Amen. Christianity says those who are the most learned, the most wise say that God has chosen me who is unwise, then there's the future for Christianity. But there is the reverse.
我们很会解经, 我们有灾祸了。
We know how to interpret the Bible, but woe be upon us.
因为我们乱解一场, 没有把圣经真正的原理解出来, 就解出那个很低的层次的层次。
Because we misinterpreted the Bible and put it in the wrong way.
怎么样清楚是神的感动和个人的冲动去做成全时间或者带着侍奉的传道人?
How to truly know the will of God and not coming from my own feeling to be a full-time preacher?
今天程教授告诉我有一些人同他讨论的这个问题，不知道这个人已经得了答案没有。
This morning, Professor Tan said that somebody discussed this question with him. I do not know whether this man has got the answer.
我把一些原则告诉你。
I want to tell you some principles.
怎么知道上帝要我全时间出来?
How to know that God wants us to serve him full-time as a preacher?
可能这个晚上神对你说, 李俊安!
Very good, 李俊安!
可是我已经等了很久，他不讲话怎么办？
But if you are waiting for a long time, then he never spoken to you. What to do?
我17岁的时候，
When I was 17 years ago,
感到主呼召我做神的仆人。
I know that God want to call me to be a full-time preacher.
看一些重要的传记。
I read some important biographies.
孙大仙啦，卫斯理啦。
Sundar Singh, whether it's John Wesley,
Finney啦，Moody啦，
Moody,
宋尚街啦，
John Sun.
特别的专送啦，从这个孙大仙呢，什么有这个特别的意象啦，做梦了，神对他讲话很清楚的，心里受圣灵，还全身像电八斗一样的。
And so this is Sun Da Sing, and also John Sun has got vision and doing dreams.
而且呢，孙大仙呢，甚至呢，祷告一般的时候，一直抱来了，他不但不跑，还摸着抱。
And so they say, how way during his prayer, there's a leper come. He did not run, but rather he can comfort this leper.
所以我宣布，为什么我没有这些东西呢
？I was admiring why that I don't have all these things.
没有做过梦，有的人还梦见摸过耶稣的胡子呢。
I've never dreamed before that people who have done that, they've touched the beard of Jesus Christ.
我没有看过神迹，没有摸过胡子。
I never seen a miracle. I've never touched the beard of Jesus Christ.
没有梦见上帝。
I've never dreamed about God.
没有看过天使。
I've never seen the angels.
没有什么大神迹。
No good miracles.
甚至连我的祷告常常上帝都不听不答应。
Even my prayer, God sometimes doesn't answer my prayer.
到底我这个是不是主的呼召呢
？Is it the calling coming from God？
这个孙大仙祷告摸抱，我从摸来摸去，只摸到猫。
孙大仙 when he has prayer, he touches leopard. When my prayer, I only touch the cat.
所以我如果讲到哪里有什么神迹经验告诉人呢
？How can I tell people about my miracles? I preach on the pulpit.
但是我清楚的，神要我就传道，我就传道。
I knew that God wanted me to be a preacher. I decided to be a preacher.
我告诉你，我17岁那猛到那一天开始，我就知道我是传道人。
17, when I was 17 years old, I knew that I am a preacher and
过一个月我就开始讲道。
And after one month after that, I started to preach.
我就以传道人的精神、传道人的身份、用传道人的心理讲道。
I used the mentality and also the authority and status of a preacher to preach.
人承认不承认他的事，因为他有眼不识泰山，我就是传道。
Whether they acknowledge or not, it doesn't matter because I am a preacher.
也从来不会怀疑我是不是传道。
And never doubt whether I'm a preacher or not.
为什么上帝不给我这些东西呢
？Why is that God doesn't want to give me all these things?
没有办法，我只有讲道了。
So of course, because of that, I can only preach the word of God.
讲梦没有梦过。
There's no dream for me to speak.
你要讲意象没有见过。
There's no vision that I've seen.
你要讲触电没有电过。讲道理，一直讲道理。
So、word of God, word of God.
过了10年以后
，After 10 years，
我慢慢明白了。
Slowly I understand.
因为这个世界呢，太多人没有注意真理，只注意经历。
Because a lot of people in this world doesn't place emphasis in the truth, only place emphasis in the experience.
树林人的经历如何，大家都要那样。
The spiritual experience of spiritual men are this. You must experience too.
教会里面制造了偶像。
So the church has created an idol.
哇，这个大人物是这样的。那就是那样，大家是那样。如果不那样，就不是神的仆人。
You're not like that. You're not a servant of God.
很危险的。
That's dangerous.
在中国有一些传道人祷告，祷告一般会，哇，是的，像这样。
In Chinese, there are good spiritual men. They pray after prayer. They are the noise.
那就树林的气氛了，你懂不懂
？And there's spiritual atmosphere. The key, the thing.
弟兄姊妹，低着头。
You bow your head.
主啊
，God.
你知道那从哪里开始
？You know where that starts?
从金陵神学院开始。Nanking Theological Seminary。那么金陵神学院那个是贾一鸣老牧师在哪边教神学
？His Reverend 贾一鸣 he was teaching there.
他老的时候，这个牙齿假牙，假牙松了。
When he was sitting there, he had the danger and his nose.
他能祷告祷告，一般怕掉下去，把他吸住。因为他是很树灵的人，大家以为如果不这样就不树灵。有时撕来撕去，撕到钱中国去了。这个很危险的。刚才早上程教授也提到这个事情。
This morning our professor Sun has mentioned.
这个另外一个祷告的方式是什么呢
？Another way of prayer.
把最后一个字加重。
They emphasize the last word.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，与我们同在，与你在这里给我们做你的交通，你的圣灵在我们中间奇妙的工作，去帮助我这样。我第一次到台湾，毛骨悚然。为什么这些人都会 crescendo 啊？这个虽然
very musical
啊，但是每一句 crescendo 就没有 musical 了。
But if you want to have crescendo every song, then there's no musical.
后来我才知道，原来聚会所的这样祷告法，大家以为要那样才是树灵。
Later on, only I know that for the local churches, they have this way of praying. Only that you can be called spiritual.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
聚会所很注意。这个形式的事情
The local church they only place emphasis on outward form
这是最不重要的
This is not important.
注意感觉的事情,
the emphasis of a feeling.
这是非常危险,
this is very dangerous.
真理一定要超过感觉、形式和经验。
Truth must transcend our experiences, the form and also our feelings.
以真理批判经验, 不是以经验批判真理。
You might say, truth is to judge our experiences, not to use experiences to judge our truth.
超越经验, 不是将经验超越真理。
It is our truth that transcends our experiences, not the other one.
以真理引导经验, 不是经验引导真理。
Using truth to guide our experiences, not to use experience to guide our truth.
当你有一天发现圣经的真理同你的经验不一样的时候, 你要丢掉你的经验, 不要丢掉圣经。
One day you will find that your experiences is different from your truth. Throw away your truth, experience, and kill your truth.
他讲错了, 你就丢掉他了。 奥古斯丁年老的时候,
Augustine, when he was old,
他说呢, 如果你发现圣经的话同我的话不一样, 你不要放弃圣经, 要放弃我的。
You say that if you discover that something that I say is not
in accordance
to the Bible, discard what I say, but keep what is recording the Bible.
你丢掉我的,
and discard what I say.
我也照样对你说,
I say the same thing to you.
预定论是不是说世界每一件事都是预定的, 或者有关键的事情是预定的?
Predestination, does it mean all the things in the world are predestined only in the method?
预定论是圣经清楚记载的。
Predestination is very clear recorded in the Bible.
我再讲一次,
I said again.
预定论是圣经清楚记载的。
Predestination is very clearly recorded in the Bible.
上帝的万古之间,
God in all the ancient past,
创世之前,
before the creation,
预定我们,
predestined that us, we,
借着他的儿子耶稣基督得救,
through his son Jesus Christ shall be saved.
如果你不信就是你不要圣经,
if you do not believe, which means you discard the Bible.
我再讲,
I say,
这是圣经的话,
this is a biblical word.
上帝的创世以前, 预定我们,
before the creation, God has predestined,
在基督里, 得着儿子的名分,
that in Christ we inherit the title of God.
我们是谁呢?
Who are the we?
凡听了福音, 接受耶稣基督的人, 都是在基督里面的人。
Those who have heard the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ are those who have been predestined and saved by God.
所以呢, 我们传福音,
so when we preach the gospel,
请人到主的面前来,
we invite people to come forward,
人相信主,
when people believe,
人接受主,
receive,
他们知道基督为他们死了,
they know that Christ died for them,
他们把荣耀归给上帝,
then give the glory to God.
这些人都是被预定的人。
All these people have been predestined.
那么预定是指救赎, 而不是指 everything.
Predestined for salvation, not everything.
所以呢, 我们要把预定从宿命论, fatalism, determinism, 把它分开来。
So predestination and this fatalism should be separated.
在这个圣经里面, 在这里面, 这个philosophy, 宿命论,
fatalism,
这个, 你有一个人写书, 就写成这个书, 不是这个书, 这个是 belong to your life, 宿命, 这个宿命论, 不是指基督教的预定论。
Fatalism is not the same as predestination.
预定论不包括说你今天应该穿白色的, 或者黑色的, 那么你坐摩托车在多少度你就会死掉什么, 不是预定那些的。
Predestination doesn't say that what sort of clothing that you wear, whether what color you wear, or what speed you should ride your motorbike.
你可以找一些这一类的书再看。
You can read about this type of books.
What is the feeling when you receive the calling from God to be a free-time worker?
当神呼召你做这个全职兼工作的时候，你心里面什么感受？
我不大喜欢用 feeling.
我不喜欢, I don't like to use feeling.
Because everybody has a different kind of a very, very subjective and different feeling.
因为很多人有很主观的感受。
每个人不一样。
Everybody is different.
What is this principle? To know.
那原则怎么知道呢？
The calling of God.
怎么知道神的呼召呢？什么原则？
我现在给你很稳重的几个原则。
I give you very sure the principle.
第一个原则,
the first principle,
你清楚知道这是神的旨意, 要人借着基督的听福音。
You truly know that's the will of God, that everybody through the gospel to be a Christian, to become a Christian.
清楚知道有一些的人一定要成为神的子女。
I also to know that certain people who become the children of God,
因为基督来为他的百姓, 舍弃了他的生命, 一定要救赎人归向他。
Because when Christ come and die for his people, you will save some.
这神救赎的旨意, 你明白了。
And so you know the will of God, salvation will.
这个是很重的工作。
This is a very heavy responsibility.
很大的责任,
a heavy ministry.
很困难的一条道路,
and difficult way to go.
但你继续不断有一个甘愿的心,
but you have a willing heart,
从你里面一直出来,
in your heart it flows,
是和你普通肉体的愿意不相同的。
It's different from the feeling that you used to have.
换一句话说,
In other words,
你知道做传道不容易。
You know, it's not easy to become a preacher. It's difficult.
但是神的灵一直感动你时，你不得不一定要愿意。
But God still moving in the heart so that you want to be willing.
那是第一个原则，第一个记号。神在呼召你了。
Principle to signify that God calls you.
这个根据什么呢？
What's the basis?
腓立比书二章第十三节。
Philippians chapter 2:23.
你们立志行事是神在你们心中运行。
You make a resolution if it's because God works in your heart.
第二样。
Secondly,
你说不是每一个基督徒都应该这样吗？
You say not that every Christian should be such.
所以呢，我就做一个这个传传福音的这个 part timer 就好了。
Why not I mean, just a part time preaching the gospel?
那当你这样决定的时候，
when have this our decision,
你一直没有平安。
There's no peace in your heart.
所以呢，你试想，如果我做全时间会平安吗？
Can I be a little bit more peace when I do full time?
你想做全时间？不舒服，像 David Chow 那样薪水也不太多，没有意思。
他
做 part time 好了。
Maybe it's good to be a part time.
在教会里不是也需要 part time 吗？
Isn't it the church also needs people for part time?
如果每个人做 full time， 谁给他薪水呢？
Everybody is full time. Who is going to provide that?
所以你就为自己造了很多的借口。
So you make excuses for yourself.
好了 ，part time 够了 ，part time 够了。
Okay, I'll be a part timer.
你知道应该传福音，
you know,
应该做传道，
to be a preacher.
你一直 keep yourself.
But you keep yourself.
Draw back.And only for the part-timer's choice.
你要做部分时间的，
你心里一直不平安。
But there's no peace in your heart.
那表示有一个另外一个 calling 的记号来了。
Which means there's a sign that it's another calling.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在你选择做 part-timer 的时候，有重要的原因来了。
Because at the time when you choose to be a part-timer, there's a good reason coming.
同样传道，
same preacher,
full-timer 传的道拿薪水。
Full-timer, you receive salary.
很不舒服的传道人拿薪水，那个时候你会很舒服。
It's not easy to resist salary, you know?
如果很传道人拿薪水，那个很舒服，他就一天到晚就等那一天了，那麻烦
了。
为什么我不能自己好好工作？为什么要拿教会人给我的帮助同薪水呢？很不舒服的。
Why can't I just work by a brother? I got to receive people's provision from the church.
但是呢，我如果做 part timer 又传道又奉献钱。
But if I'm a part timer, I can also preach, can also offer.
人人欢迎我。
Everybody welcomes me.
皆大欢喜。
Everybody then is happy.
对不对呢？而且呢，久久讲一次道。会把精华拿出来的。
If you the preach only one long time, it can bring out the best.
一路面就偏偏精彩。
Then you, when you speak, you will every sermon is the best.
每个礼拜讲怎么厉害，有一天也会完蛋的。
If you were to preach every Sunday, sometimes you will not be good in a good form.
而且常常听说什么这是长老欺负牧师这一类的事情。
I heard many times about this elders about the different kinds of prayers.
Part timer 好了啦。
It's good for me to be a part timer.
你常这样想。
You think this way.
你的动机为你自己。
Then your motivation is for yourself, Moses.
神就继续给你不平安。
But God continue to give you having no peace in your heart.
你 keep being a part timer for a period of time.
那么你在一段时间里面做这个 part timer 的时候，
that's up to you.
你可以这样做。
Until you have no peace, and finally you submit yourself before God.
直到你心里面没有平安的时候，你一定要顺服在神的呼召里面。
The peace of God come to rule in your heart.
然后神的平安就是平安，就要在心里面管理你。
你说主啊，我全时间奉献。
And you say, God, I want to dedicate myself full time.
你才有真正的平安。
Then only you can have true peace.
那是神呼召你的第二个记号。
That's the second sign that God really calls you.
第三个记号是什么？
Thirdly,
神已经给你这样多的记号，你还不要。
There's so many signs God has given to you, still reject.
你还要走自己的道路。
You want to go on your own way.
第三个记号不好玩啦。
The sign is not easy.
打屁股啦。
You will be spanked.
打你啦。
With spank and
spank. 哎呀，你不能受了，你不能受了。
You cannot endure.
你才顺服了。
Then you submit yourself.
那是神的管教来。
That's God's discipline.
我是到了第三个才奉献。
I came to the third stage, then I dedicate myself.
给主鞭打不好玩呐、
啊。It's not easy to be disciplined by God.
如果你不相信，试试看让他打一次吧。
If you do not believe, try.
真是不好玩。
It's not easy.
我盼望你们更好早早清楚主的旨意，不要等到第三步。
I hope that at earlier time you can know the will of God. Do not wait until the first stage.
Remain honest and sincere and submissive to Spirit.Who is working in your heart.
你要对自己诚实，也要降服在圣灵在你心里面的引导。
这个是第二个原则，是从腓立比书三章十五节来的。
Philippians chapter 3:15. That's the basis.
哥罗西三章十五节。
Colossians chapter 3:15. That's the basis of second principle.
要让基督的平安在你心中做主。
That the peace of Christ will dominate in your heart.
你们被造原是如此。
Because that is your being created.
我们再大概五分钟就结束了。
We continue for another 5 minutes, then we close.
第一晚你说神是掌管历史的。
When now you say that God is the one who rules the history.
你说有很多的例子，你只提了一个以色列复国的事情。
You say there are examples, but you mention only one, the revival of the Israelite nation.
可否再从世界历史中举些例子？
Can you bring more examples in the historical history?
多的不得了嘛。
So many.
难道你一定要我举才有呢？
But is that I must mention?
希特拉怎么会失败的？
Hitler, how can he fail?
这个是神在管理历史嘛。
It was God who ruled the history.
怎么可能美国人先做原子弹？
How is it that the American was the first one who invented the atomic bomb?
懂得原子能的这个真那些道理的很多是在这过的。
A lot of people who know the atomic theory actually is in German.
这个爱因斯坦是在这过的。
Einstein was in German.
为什么会到美国来呢？
But how did he come to America?
因为这个希特拉骄傲自大，讨厌犹太人，所以犹太人就跑到美国来了。
Because Hitler, he hated this Jew, that the Jew came to the state.
所以上帝如果要安善到美国来，只要许可，不是上帝安排哈。上帝许可希特拉讨厌犹太人，他就来了嘛，很简单。
God only but to allow that Hitler hate the Jews, and then Einstein came to the state.
如果希特拉早就知道了是爱因斯坦把这个公司弄出来，奥本海默那一顿讨论，爱因斯坦当成功，他怎么样就不要害犹太人，他好好保留爱因斯坦在哪里的。
If Hitler were to know beforehand that it's Einstein who know how to make this atomic bomb, then they'll keep him.
谁是成功，谁失败？
Who was successful and who was defeated?
邪恶的 Hitler 一定要失败。
The evil Hitler will be defeated.
不但如此，
Not only so,
最后几年最重要的决定常常决定错了。
In the final years of decision, he made a wrong decision.
当他决定攻打这个斯大林格勒的时候，
when he wants to conquer this place,
那个以前呢，就是他的一个重要的将军 Goring,
before then he's the general Goring,
建议不要打那边，
and advise him not
打另外一个方向，
to conquer another place.
他偏偏打那边，
but he wants to invade that.
神许可嘛，
God announced.
所以你不要开玩笑，历史不是好玩的。
History is not something you can play with.
日本也是如此。
The same thing with Japan.
中国也是如此。
The same thing with China.
山东有个老人家，如果日本人会死啊，老天爷就没有眼睛了。
In Shandong, there's a man who said that if the Japanese can prevail, then the heaven has no eyes.
这是一个中国老人家讲的。
An old man who said this statement.
中国怎么会胜？
How can China?
从武器，从军力，从技术。
How can China won the battle from this aspect that you can see?
那神就不许可日本人。
But then God did not allow this Japanese to win.
所以嘛，无论如何都要投降。
No matter how this emperor doesn't want to yield.
原子弹打下去了。
When atomic bomb was dropped,
事情解决了。
Everything was settled.
所以很多的历史的事件都可以讲。
There are a lot of historical facts.
印尼共产党在一个晚上里面失败。
In Indonesia, the communism failed in only about one night.
因为神许可他 overestimate 他的力量。
Because God allowed them to overestimate their power.
很多这一类的事情。
A lot of this stuff happening.
感谢上帝，你看世界历史。
You see the war history.
恶人太高高一个地步，嘣就打下去了，就是这样子。
The evil one after they lift their head up a little bit, God will put them down.
到一个地步。
Until a certain stage.
这个大文化大革命。
At the time of cultural revolution.
过了十年，完了。
10 years later, it's all subsided.
有很多的事情神在干预的。
A lot of things that God interfered.
神的手是看不见的。
We cannot see God's hand.
可否解释一下，为什么信主以后，我们如果行在神的带领以后，就有永恒的价值？
Can you explain that if after we believe in Jesus Christ and also we are guided by God, then we can know the true value?
因为时间同人的存在都时间会消失下去，人的存在和价值也会跟着时间消失在无形的那个虚无的中间去。
You know the existence of a man as a sense of time, when the time disappears, the man and also the value of man will disappear with it nihil.
人本身的存在是不会消失的。
The existence of man himself cannot disappear.
人存在的价值会消失掉。
That the value of man's existence can disappear.
为什么跟神的旨意一连起来就有价值呢？
Why is that when it joins together with the will of God, then there's a value?
你们的观念是上帝就是一个老人家在天上很孤单。
Your concept is that God is an old man who is very lonely up there.
上帝是价值的源头。
But rather God is the source of all value.
上帝是真理的源头。
God is the source of truth.
上帝是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
上帝是公义的源头。
God is the source of righteousness.
那一位就是上帝。
That is God.
上帝是真理的源头。 Scientists
believe that there is truth, but do not know the relationship of truth and life.
基督徒信真理, 但是基督徒信这个真理的源头是有位格，又是生命的创造者， 不仅在这里。
Christians also believe in truth, but they know that truth has a person.
所以你说什么叫做信上帝呢？
What it means to believe in God?
信上帝就是你的价值观归向价值的源头，你的理性归向真理的源头，你的感情归向爱的源头，你的意的本质归向公义的源头。这个归向的本身就是一个信。
That is the coming back of your value concept to the true value, also your understanding, rationality to the truth, and also your emotion to love.
把被造的理性与创造理性的真理源头连起来，这个连起来叫做信仰。
The creator rationality, when you come to the creator of the rationality, then that's called a soul.
谁说信了耶稣就把理性杀掉？Who
can say that we commit suicide when we believe in God?
那我这些这些这个跟文化神学同这个价值神学这些东西，我过几年以后会慢慢把它整理出来。
And all this cultural theology and all this our have
theology of culture.
Theology of culture, I already put it as a system.
这样是我们不是做个 pragmatical。 fragmental的人生，我们就不能够有一个支离破碎的人生，我们要做一个这个 united，做一个这个有 totality 的认识的一个人生，而是有一个完整性的这个人和人生，我们就变成比任何一个没有神的这个科学家、政治家什么更有一个完整性的、永恒性的盼望来活在这个世界上。Then
only we can have an eternal hope compared to those scientists and politicians.
你看世界最伟大的人，没有上帝，很可怜。
The greatest figure in the world without God, they are so pitiful.
毛泽东的家是支离破碎的。
Mao Zedong's home is the one which is fragmented.
毛泽东自己的人生是支离破碎的。
And so his own life is fragmented.
毛泽东他的认识论是支离破碎的。
And so his epistemology is fragmented.
他的政治、他的科学观、他的人生观，很多都是支离破碎。
But his concept of life, politics, and everything is so fragmented.
无论怎么样把它统一，没有神没有办法。No
matter how you unite it without God, such an element is not there.
因为真正只有神才是那个统一的中心。Because
only God who is the center of all ruling.
很多基督徒还没有。 看到我们做基督徒真正的意义，当做基督徒可能性大道的无限的价值到什么地方，我们没看到，很可惜。
A lot of Christians have not seen the possibility and the value that as a Christian that we possess.
还有这么多问题没有？There
are so many Christians questions we have not answered yet.
我就交在祷告中间了。
I'll commit the prayer.
有什么办法？是不是？
No way.
我们明天大家要走了。
Tomorrow we leave.
不知道怎么答你们的问题。我还会在这个 Rochester, Ithaca. 在 Washington, Philadelphia 四个地方讲道。
I'll still be in these four places to preach.
你们要去，自己去。
You can go if you want to.
去了以后再问，不要等我再答这个问题。
Then there you can ask again.
另外再写。
You write more questions.
如果不在那些地方的，
If those people are not there,
有人把它录音了，这个有卖的，你可以买录音的。
If they already tape it down, you can buy it.
再不然就求主派。 比我更聪明的人答你们的问题。
If not God, pray that God will send people who are more intelligent than myself.
如果我的答案不满足，
If you are, my answer doesn't satisfy you,
你不要怪上帝。
Do not blame God.
那是因为我不好。
That's because I'm not good enough.
他是好的。
He is good enough.
但我有一个很积极的看法。
But I have a very positive view.
上帝许可你发这么多难的问题。
God allows you to ask so many difficult questions.
是因为他特别爱你。
Because he loves you so much.
怎么讲的？我都不明白他怎么爱我。
I don't understand that you say that he loves me.
他许可你经过这一段折磨、这一段经验以后呢，你就可以去答别人那个问题了。
Because having gone through this type of state, then you can answer the question for others.
你经历了这个问题，你就问题专家了，对不对？
When you experience this question, then you become expert in answering questions.
先预备你们这一代。
Pray that God will prepare this generation.
做比我们这一代更好的工作。
To do ministry with far better than us. Shall we pray?
这是讲坛录音释放。很高兴您收听福音信息，相信你必从中得到帮助。希望你能与你的朋友分享主恩，介绍他们收听，并请为这事工祷告。谢谢。 This is the Gospel Tape Ministry. Trust that you have been blessed by this gospel message. Please introduce the ministry to your friends and continue to pray for us. Thank you.